I never thought that one of the worst days of my life would start out with something as simple as buying shoes, but that's what happened. I still think about how everything would have been so different if I never went into that store. It happened a couple of years ago. I needed new shoes. I figured Foot Locker would be a good place to look, and it was the closest shoe store that I knew of. So, I went to the store one afternoon. When I got there, the place was busy, and there were customers all over the place. Not long after I walked into the store, I saw a creepy-looking Foot Locker employee staring at me from a few aisles over. He was this tall, skinny, incel-looking guy. Something about him didn't look right at all, and he instantly made me feel uncomfortable. I tried to ignore him and went over to the shoe section. I looked around at a couple of pairs of shoes, but I didn't see anything that I really liked right away. After a few minutes, I looked up. The same guy was standing right next to me, staring down like a creepy freak.
"Can I help you with anything?"
I declined as kindly as I could, but I was pretty creeped out by the guy. He had just appeared next to me out of nowhere. I hoped that I would leave after that, but then he started awkwardly hitting on me.
"Your feet are really nice. I bet they look great without socks on. You should consider modeling for Nike, or possibly open a Feet Finder account. Maybe an OF for your feet?"
I awkwardly smiled and said thanks. The guy awkwardly walked away after that and went to a corner. I went back to looking at shoes after that, but I could see out of the corner of my eyes that the guy kept staring at me. After a few more awkward minutes of trying to ignore the guy, I finally found a shoe that I really liked. I obviously didn't want to talk to the guy again, so I looked around for another employee to help me, but they were all busy with other customers. I really liked the shoes, so I sucked it up and walked over to the guy. His eyes followed me all the way across the store as I walked towards him.
"Excuse me, could you check to see if you have my size in these shoes?"
The guy stared at me for a few seconds and then said he would get my size from the back. He seemed happy to do it. I waited for a long time, but the guy still didn't come out. He was taking forever. I started to get pretty annoyed. After a few more minutes, I contemplated just leaving and going somewhere else. Then the guy suddenly appeared right next to me.
"Sorry that took so long, but I think you'll find it was worth it."
Okay. Thanks.
The guy held out the shoebox and stood there with a weird smile on his face. He looked sweaty, like he had trouble finding my size in the back room. I didn't want to be a prick, so I took the shoebox from him and went to pay. Of course, all the other employees were busy again, so he was the one who checked me out. I didn't make eye contact as the guy rang me up. He was starting to really freak me out. All I wanted to do was get out of there as quickly as possible.
"You know, you've been my favorite customer this week."
I ignored him and just paid for the shoes. As soon as I was finished, I grabbed the shoes and ran out of the store. I was so creeped out, but I was happy to be out of that place. I knew that I was never going back to that Foot Locker ever again. As I walked to my car, something really didn't feel right though, but I figured that it was just the whole experience that I had just had. I was excited to try on my new shoes, so I changed into them before I drove off. They fit great. I had only been driving for a couple of minutes when I started to realize that something felt off. My socks felt wet and sticky. I had no idea what it could be, so I pulled over to see what it was. I took off my shoes as soon as I pulled over, and my socks were definitely wet from something. Then I checked inside the shoes, and that's when I saw that the shoes were filled with a white, clear, sticky substance. It was all over the inside, and they both smelled like piss. I immediately put two and two together and felt sick. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I called the cops and reported what happened, and they arrested the Foot Locker employee shortly after. When they found him, he was busy staring at some other woman from across the store. I was traumatized by the whole thing. I never felt like I could trust another store employee after that, and I haven't been to another Foot Locker since. This story was inspired by a creepy incident regarding a Foot Locker manager who had been accused of releasing bodily fluid into trainer shoes and handing them off to customers to try on before bragging about his sick behavior online. A Bromalia City Center store manager in Brampton, Ontario, allegedly climaxed into shoes before taking them out onto the shop floor. The allegations were made after a series of videos and photos were posted on social media by Darian Kidd of Mississauga. In the clips, he shared images of himself with no clothes on in the store's stockroom. Other clips included footage of him releasing inside a trainer before taking it out to a customer. Foot Locker issued a statement stating, "Foot Locker is committed to operating with the highest ethical standards, and this type of behavior is not tolerated. We are aware of the incident and are taking the appropriate steps to address the situation."
I'd been working at Foot Locker for a while when it happened. I always worked the closing shift at night. I would see and greet customers and assist them whenever they needed. I also had to prevent shoplifters and keep an eye out for sketchy people. It wasn't a bad gig for a retail job. The pay was decent, and the job wasn't very hard. The place was honestly pretty slow, so it was usually just me and a female coworker that worked nights. I really didn't have any complaints at all, that is, until one night. I was working the closing shift again with my female coworker, and it was getting late. It had been an easy day, and there were only a couple of customers still browsing around. Then I saw this creepy, incel-looking guy walk into the store. The guy was in his 20s and reeked of pot. Something about him just made him seem sketchy and up to no good.
Ooh, look at those LeBron 19s. Man, I can't wait to dip my feet inside those. I wonder if these smell like him.
I had a bad feeling as soon as I saw him. I watched him for a few minutes. The guy looked around everywhere, but he didn't buy anything. I asked the guy if he needed any help, but he refused. He really didn't seem like he wanted me around. He still looked sketchy to me, so I kept my eye on the guy. He looked around for a few more minutes, and then he left. I figured the guy must have been stoned off his ass and didn't know what he was doing, so I put him out of my mind and just got back to work. The strange thing was that the same thing continued to happen every other week. The same guy would show up later in the night and walk around the store for a while. He never bought anything. He just looked around and then left. It was really weird. Every time I saw him, I was reminded of how creepy he looked. But he never really did anything that justified that thought. I just assumed he was window shopping as usual. One night, I was working with the same female coworker and the store wasn't busy at all. We were pretty late into our shift, and I was looking forward to going home. Then I saw the same creepy guy walk in. I decided that I was really going to keep an eye on him that night. I didn't want to judge, but something about this guy just didn't sit right with me. I watched him from a distance as he looked around. I didn't know if it was possible, but the guy looked even creepier that night. His eyes were sunken in, and his face was gaunt and expressionless. He still reeked of pot, too. He went back and forth between the different aisles, not really stopping to look at anything for too long. The guy eventually wandered into the clothing aisle and started looking through the racks. It seemed like he was trying to hide from the staff.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
I didn't want to look like a stalker or harass customers, but I decided that I'd better check in that instance. I walked around to get a better view of the aisle, and that's when I saw the guy stuffing clothes into his pants.
Hey, stop right there!
I ran at the guy and told him that I was calling the cops for him stealing. The guy froze for a second, and then he tried to make a run for it. I then grabbed the guy's arm and tried to hold him, but he wouldn't stop trying to break free.
Help! Somebody help me stop this guy! He's a thief!
I kept screaming, but the only other person was my female coworker. She ran to call security while the guy and I fought each other. The guy was not about to give up, and he and I went at it. All I was trying to do was hold him until the cops arrived, but he was way stronger than he looked. He threw me up against the clothes rack and started sprinting for the door, just as he was about to leave. I lunged at him and grabbed his legs. I then pulled him to the floor, and we wrestled around.
You're not getting away with this, you dipshit!
The guy kept fighting me like an animal, and I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to hold him. He was a complete lunatic. We rolled around on the floor, wrestling back and forth. Then finally, he stopped fighting me and let me pin him down. I was exhausted, and I couldn't believe that I had won. Now all I had to do was hold him there until the cops could take him away. I sat on top of the guy, panting out of breath. Then out of nowhere, the guy pulled out a knife and stabbed me in the neck. He then pushed me off of him and ran out of the store. I panicked and flailed about on the floor as I felt the blood flowing from my neck. I thought I was going to die. I lay there on the floor, not moving. I felt like I was going to black out at any second, but I watched as the staff from the other stores came running out to apprehend the guy. They somehow managed to grab him and get the knife away before he hurt anyone else. Security arrived a few seconds later and arrested the guy. I've been traumatized by that night ever since. It was some time before I was able to go back to work, and even then, I felt nervous every time I saw a new customer. Some nights I could have sworn that I actually saw the guy again. And each of those times, I could feel his cold blade piercing into my neck. This story was inspired by a horrific Foot Locker incident regarding a young man working at one of Winnipeg's busiest shopping centers who was pierced in the neck while trying to stop a shoplifter on Thursday evening, witnesses say. The employee was working at the Foot Locker store on the second floor of Polo Park Mall when he confronted a male trying to steal several articles of clothing. Melvina Guiboche and her husband, Dakota Guiboche, were paying for purchases at the store when they heard an employee yelling that someone had been caught shoplifting. They say the situation was calm at first, with employees blocking each of the store's two exits while they waited for security to arrive. But Dakota said that all changed when the alleged shoplifter pulled out a knife and tried to make a break for it. He says he saw the suspect hit the victim in the neck with a weapon as he tried to get out of the store. The couple says employees were able to disarm the attacker and hold him until security arrived. Police say they were called around 8:30 p.m. to the mall and arrested the suspect. The victim was taken to the hospital in unstable condition, but has since been upgraded to stable. The suspect was charged with robbery and the attack. Dad hasn't been around growing up, and since I'm the oldest, I help my mother take care of my younger brother. I literally try to be the dad that he never had, so I buy him stuff here and there. My brother was one of those fashion freaks, especially when it comes to shoes. He always wanted the new Nikes, Yeezys, LeBrons, Jordans, and whatever came out. But a while ago, he was hyped up about the release of these new line of retro Jordans. Apparently, all the kids at his school were raving about it, and so, I figured I'd treat him since his current shoes were getting worn out. I then took him to the Foot Locker on the Saturday the shoes were released, expecting it to be a quick purchase. But then I saw the massive line of people outside the building. It seemed like a lot of people really wanted these shoes. We got out of the car and into the back of the longest line I've ever forced myself to stand through. It was completely ridiculous. All those people standing outside in the cold, doing nothing, just waiting to blow $200 on a pair of sneakers. That line was testing every ounce of my patience though. It crawled along like it wasn't even moving at all. People got angry that we weren't making visible progress and started pushing and shoving and crowding us together. I was just about to lose it when we finally got let into the store. My little brother went up and asked for the new retro Jordans. And then the cashier said that we were getting the last pair. My brother's face lit up like Christmas. He didn't care that they were two sizes too big for him. He'd find a way to grow into them. I was happy for him. and taking out my wallet when all of a sudden, this bald, middle-aged asshole butted in line behind us and said he was in line first. He started shouting at my little brother and accused him of cutting in line. And he even grabbed onto the box and tried to rip it out of his hands. I immediately stepped in, but I had no clue what I was walking into.
Give me those, you little rat!
Stop it! I got them first!
Bitch, these are too small for you! Go shop at Baby Gap! Hey! Leave him alone! You're a grown-ass man! What are you doing yelling at a kid? If you got a problem with him, talk to me! How about I knock you out in front of this little shit? Then I'll take the shoes! It's mine! I've been waiting in line for 5 hours! Back off! I didn't wait in line for nothing! Hey! He said those are the last ones! Get him!
The man then threw a punch, but within seconds, the whole store was in chaos. Everyone found out there were no more shoes left and started beating the shit out of each other trying to get to them. I lost my brother in the crowd while I was fighting to get that guy off of me. For a second, I thought I was getting the upper hand, but then he reached behind his back, and the next thing I knew, I was staring down a cold barrel. I put up my hands and stepped away. Then I turned and ran out of the store. I ducked behind the first car I saw for cover. Then I heard the sounds, confirming that psycho wouldn't have hesitated to blow my brains out. When it stopped, the first thing I thought of was that my brother wasn't with me. I looked all around the parking lot, but I couldn't see him. People were pouring out of the store, screaming for help, but none of them were my brother. I started running back, knowing I was walking into a death trap. I didn't care. I couldn't let my little brother get hurt. I was just feet away from the door. But then somebody outside grabbed me. They stopped me from going in, yelling in my face that it wasn't safe. I tried to fight him off, but other people helped him hold me back, no matter how hard I tried. Then, I saw the last person leave the store. It was the man that had threatened me. He ran out with the last box of sneakers in one hand, and the same pistol in the other. I wanted to run after him, but I was stopped from doing that too. It wasn't until he was gone that they let me go, and I could finally go into the store to find my brother. The entire place had been trashed, and there were 2 people lying on the floor, bloodied and not moving. One of them was my brother. I ran to him and did everything I could to help him, but I was a panicking, screaming wreck. Soon, the ambulance came to take him away, and they said I was too erratic to ride with him. For those 10 minutes I was driving myself to the hospital, not knowing if he would live, I almost couldn't keep it together enough to not drive off the road. Thankfully, I'm happy to say that he made it. So did the other person who was injured. However, that's where the good fortune ended. Despite cops combing through the store and watching the security footage, that violent thief is still on the run. I still run this day back in my head all the time, thinking about what I could have done to better protect my brother, and what I might do if I ever see that man again. I hope for everyone's sake that never happens. Which is just one reason why I'll never go to Foot Locker again. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a fight over a pair of new Nike Jordan 2 Retro Wingate shoes, which ended with a slaying at the suburban Minneapolis Foot Locker, wounding 2 people during the Saturday morning sale. The shoes, which was worth about $200, went on sale Saturday, sparking multiple disturbances throughout Minneapolis and Madison, as people hoping to score a pair of Michael Jordan's new line of sneakers found there wasn't enough to go around. A scuffle then broke out among a crowd of 60 customers after learning the store had only 10 pairs left. Cops were already at the strip mall when a melee inside the store spilled out into the parking lot. A witness said, "It was absolutely crazy. I heard police screaming, 'Get down, get down.'" Shoppers darted for cover as witnesses outside Foot Locker heard loud bangs ring out. 2 victims were injured, but are expected to survive, authorities said. As for the suspects, it has been unknown whether they have been caught or even identified.